Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Qur'an Hakim to his beloved servants and creation, those people who he likes, the title he has given, the rank he has given to such women, to such men, where Allah ta'ala in places in the Qur'an, Allah ta'ala has termed them as muflihun, those who attain falah, success. That these are in reality the people who Allah ta'ala likes. Allah ta'ala has called them muflihun, the successful people. Now success for these people, there are three big signs of success that Allah ta'ala has mentioned. The first sign is this, that those people are such, those men and women who are successful, who are called muflihun, they are steadfast and punctual on salah. That's the first sign. The man, the woman, the men and the women, the sign will be what? That they will be punctual with salah. And punctuality with salah, just as Allah has mentioned, that we've heard about this with regards to punctuality. In the way that men have been given the order to pray salah, they pray like that. And the women, they've been given the order to pray salah, they pray salah in that way. That's the first quality of muflihun. The first, you can say, criteria or sign. And the second sign of the successful people, generally speaking, is that they do the dhikr of Allah kathira in high quantity. They don't just do dhikr, but the criteria or the standard that Allah Ta'ala said is they do dhikr kathira. High abundance dhikr. In high quantity, morning and evening, the men and the women, they remember Allah. And here it's obvious that this action to remember Allah, this makes a person the beloved of Allah. The beloved of Allah. So two signs we've covered here. Number one was punctuality in salah. Second, dhikr of Allah. And the third sign, criteria, standard, is those things that Allah Ta'ala has said to refrain from, which we term the sins. They are cautious about the sins. They run away from the sins. They run away from the sins. These are the three signs that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. The first, because this is the goodbye to Shaban tonight possibly, and we are about to welcome Ramadan, so such nights are very valuable. So these three signs, the first thing we have to look at, you are pious people, I don't know whose dua we will be included in as well. Let's do a dua from the depths of the heart. Allah, include us with those who are successful. Ameen. Now here we have to try. We have to try that in life we need to bring these three things into our life. And if these three things come into our lives, then inshallah we'll become the muflihun according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person is not meeting this standard, cannot be successful. You can pray salah, but he has to pray salah in the correct way. Has to be the dhakir in the way that Allah ta'ala wants him to be the dhakir. And he leaves the sins just like Allah ta'ala has told us to leave the sins. Small, big, everything. Everything. In other words, leaving the sins, what does this mean? That these three things that have been mentioned, the signs, that for example, salah, when we pray salah, it should be so good, it should be in the right standard, that it becomes beloved to Allah. Dhikr should become our habit. And sins, we should dislike the sins. We should dislike the sins, and this is the standard that we need to adhere to. That the sign of love of Allah is that he runs after salah. And habit, he definitely fulfills. And disliking, he definitely leaves the sins. Subhanallah. So habit, run after salah. And liking, the dhikr, and leaving the sins. Say ameen, may Allah Ta'ala make us successful. If we don't have these three factors, signs, then it's a drama. My friends, a person cannot be successful in life. And this is the reminder that alhamdulillah, Ramadan reminds us that we have to do these three things. Not that we just pray salah, sometimes we leave, sometimes do dhikr, sometimes leave it. Sometimes we come, sometimes we go. Sometimes we sin, then we leave the sins, then we come back to sins again, and we leave when we want to, the sins. No, this will not go, this will not be acceptable. There's a big loss in the Akhirah, such a big loss that we cannot compensate for. We need to understand this. extreme caution we have to exercise. And Allah said that I've opened the doors of rahmah for you. If you implement these three signs, Allah says, then you will attain the rank of muflihun. Allah is so merciful to the mu'minun. This is the sadqa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have a link with him, that anyone who has a link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any man or woman, forget about Jahannam, he should not even think, he shouldn't even go towards the fire of Jahannam. Never. So for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up numerous doors, many, many paths from the Qur'an and the hadith. We realize that there are paths and methods that drag us towards good. Some way, a person, for example, he starts to pray salah, he doesn't like to do dhikr. Somebody loves to do dhikr, but he doesn't pray salah punctually. Those who have both salah and dhikr, they don't leave the sins. Subhanallah. But he who has all three signs is the successful person. He is punctual on salah. Subhanallah. And he is a habitual dhakir and a shakir, doing dhikr of Allah, and he dislikes the sins. That's how we should become. So what should we do for this? So many paths Allah Ta'ala has given for this, and it's not difficult. It's not hard. If Allah Ta'ala has given us the path of success, and if Allah Ta'ala wants to include us in those people, the list of people who are successful, it's not hard. Today I will describe a very easy method that our pious elders have prescribed. Not just for you, those brothers and sisters who are listening worldwide, globally, I'm addressing them as well, it's for their benefit. Listen carefully to this, alhamdulillah, because our pious predecessors and elders, they speak on beloved terms. They give us the Quran and the hadith summary, easy to practice, and it's the tariqah of our aqabireen, that they don't give hard tasks to the students, because this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't put anybody into difficulty or hardship. Rather, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed: easy, tender, soft, gentle practices. They start from soft, tender, gentle practice, where it takes a person to the heights. He becomes a person who prays tahajjud habitually, punctually. But to get there, a person has to go through hardship. Yes. For example, I say to you, do you want to be correct? Okay. Then from tomorrow, do this. You can't do it that quickly. Fitratan our deen is based on nature. And as a person becomes used to doing good things, then he doesn't leave the good things and he leaves the bad things. For example, our beloved Aqa Master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not immediately prescribe hard things to the Ummah. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam give easy tasks initially. This is the same way as our Aqabreen pious elders. That person, a student, comes wrapped in sins. He sits in the sohbah, the company of the mashayikh, the awliya, listens to beloved words, and after a few days he becomes habitual in tahajjud. Subhanallah. But there should definitely be a desire, a talab, as I said initially, that we are speaking so that we can arouse our strong passion for practicing the deen. So first I should awaken a person's desires. For example, if you come and say, hey, take this pan, you won't need to say this pan, there's a lychee in it, there's fragrance, a little bit of tambaku, a little bit of spice. You want pan? Yeah, please give me. I want as well. So you entice the person or encourage the person. Give a person encouragement. If I give you a bayan on doing so many actions, it will go in the right, take them out of the left. So we speak and discuss first so that our desire to do good is increased and the desire to follow shaitan nafs is suppressed. So we should be encouraged towards Jannah. What is Jannah? What will be in paradise? We can imagine. But all the desires of Jannah have been suppressed. And look at this impure woman. Everything good is in this woman, we are told by shaitan and nafs. One woman walking through the marketplace. Marketplace is impure. And the woman who is showing herself, her body to others, that's impurity. And all of Jannah, Allah's paradise, which is desperate for us to enter, we have thrown it away to the side. Oh, look at this first. Forget about Jannah. So shaitan has destroyed our passionate desire for goodness. But Allah Ta'ala suppresses shaitan and nafs and steers us towards Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Because Allah Ta'ala wants to burn the fire of hell. Allah wants to arouse the desire for paradise. We've just got to strike the match on the
that we got strike the heat and the fire onto the match for the hereafter, for the Jannah, for Jannah. We are people who recite the kalima, the belief in Islam. We believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. They desire to be ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are in this ummah. Imagine the greatness, the status of the ummah. How great are the Muslimin, and how sad. Unfortunately, if we take the example of a prince and with a king, he has a vast kingdom. If we look in India, and there was a vast Indian empire, and there was a prince, a king who had vast lands and power and rule and wealth. If he comes onto the roadside and does an impure action, does wrong things, people say, huh? This prince, he is the owner of such a great kingdom. What's he doing? They'll laugh at him. They'll be amazed. Is he a prince? Look what he's doing. He's fallen beneath his standard. And subhanAllah, when an ummati of the Prophet ﷺ does wrong, the angels cry in the heavens that he is an ummati. Look at his maqam. Look at his sins. He's committing sins. He's consuming haram. He's leaving salah. He's cutting his beard, trimming his beard. He's an ummati of the Prophet ﷺ. Imagine. And when this happens, they cry. There's such big princes, the Muslimin, owners of the kingdoms, and hereafter Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us. With the dirty thoughts, dirty thinking, dirty intentions, we grab all of the sins due to which Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased and Jannah is eliminated. Just look at that. That the prince, for example, who had to sit on the throne, and it was to be announced that after the king comes the next king, and he's thrown into the jail in his kingdom. Imagine our hal, that Jannah is waiting for us, paradise is waiting for us with the ummati of Rasulullah, and they're waiting for us, the angels, to see our faces. Why? Because we have the nisbat with Nabi al-Kareem, such a great association, that subhanAllah, that we could have been born many hundreds of years before with another Nabi, would we have got this great status? What are we doing? Sad. Unfortunate. So now let's seek that Jannah. Let's attain these three criteria. Let's pray Salah punctually. Doesn't matter. Whatever's happening, even if we're about to pass away, never leave Salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, never leave Salah. Isn't this the case? Yes. Of course. Yes. We have just minor desires and we leave Salah. We leave prayer. We have desire to be near to Allah. We want Allah to accept our du'as. We want to go into Allah Ta'ala's Jannah. And we disobey Allah. And then we ask Allah after that for everything. Imagine how sad this is. How sad this is. Never leave Salah. Never. And then the second thing, Allahu Akbar. We remember the songs and the lyrics in the songs and the songs in films. And then the children start talking to each other. Oh, do you remember those lyrics? Do you know that song? Who sang this? But we don't remember the sentences and the verses of the dhikr of Allah, the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's durood, such beautiful duroods, subhanallah. Different ways and forms of durood. That person, when he recites, he reaches to Medina. He stood in front of the rawda while he's reciting durood. Such beautiful verses of durood. And such ways and times of reciting durood. But we don't understand this. We remember the songs and the lyrics of the songs and the dramas. No, this is not correct. We still don't learn. So salah, after that dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and then to leave the sins. Is lazim. Is this not lazim on a believer? Otherwise there's no benefit. A person's living and not attaining benefit. Look, there's a very easy method. The walis of Allah, our pious predecessors, have prescribed to us an easy formula. If we adopt it, then it'll be easy for us to attain these three standards and signs of a person who's attained falah, success. So what should we do? What formula should we adopt? Very easy method, my friends. Very easy. These three standards, we want to pray salah, we want to be punctual in salah, we want to be dhakireen, and we want to leave the sins. We need to do all three. You cannot drive this vehicle on one tire. Need all three. Or all three wheels. Number one, what's the formula? Every human being should do this, and everyone's weak. We're all weak. What should we do? Is that in the morning? Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. After Fajr, after praying Salatul Fajr, after being free from salah, that a person should focus towards Allah. These are the tariqas that are prescribed by our pious predecessors. This is not a wazifa. Yes? We ask for wazifa. Give me this. Tell me what to recite. Let me take it easy. Step number one. After Fajr, a person should focus on Allah with sincerity and humbleness. Speak to Allah that my Mawla, Today you've given me this day, another day in my life which is in front of me. Allah, in this day I make an intention. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What do I do? Make an intention. An intention. Big point. That's why I made you ask you three times. Allah, I make an intention. When a person mentions intention, Subhanallah, Allah's rahmah, the doors of Allah's mercy open. Allahu Akbar. Because intention is a big thing. If a person doesn't intend, La hawla wa la quwwata, who does this? Allah Ta'ala makes everything possible. So Allah Ta'ala has told us that these are the keys to open the doors of Allah's mercy. First of all, what should we do in the morning? Make an intention. Allah, I want to do this action. Turn to Allah. I want to pray Salah in the morning. I want to pray Tahajjud. This is making intentions. Even if you're not going to do it, but make the intention. So you've made the intention, that Allah, you give me this day, it's in front of me. And the ahkams, Allah, you've given to me, your orders that you have sent down to me, whichever orders you've given to me to do in the day, my Mawla, I intend that I will implement all of the deeds. Say Subhanallah. I will implement all your orders. Allah, the ahkamat that you have sent to me, I intend that I want to practice them all today. Yes, so you make an intention. Don't think to be scared about. Don't fear it. Just Allah, I want to do amal on the ahkams that you've given. I've made a solid intention. And those things that you've ordered me to leave, then I've intended that I will leave those things today, the day that's about to come in front of me, that I'm about to pass. I've made a solid intention to leave those actions you've told me to refrain from. That's it. That's it. So 2 points. One is intention. Okay. Intention to do what? That Allah, your ahkams, your orders, I'm going to implement and I'm going to leave the sins. Okay. After that, number two, dua. That my Mawla, I've made the intention for these two things, but I cannot succeed with intention if you don't allow me and bless me to do this. Allah will say, Subhanallah, it's your blessings that will allow me, your mercy will allow me to do this. You will create the means for me to do this. I can only intend, and I've made the intention, but Allah, you need to put your mercy on me so I can implement this. Subhanallah, karam, my Mawla, please give me your karam. Just give me the ability to implement this. I'm asking you for your mercy, your rahmah, your karam, your blessing, so I can implement my intention. So this is what? Number two, this is dua. Requesting Allah. Number one was intention. Number two is dua. I can't hear you. Dua. Requesting Allah. Praying to Allah. When do we do this? When? After Fajr. After Fajr. That's it. We have to speak to Allah. Then pass the day. Alhamdulillah. And our days will pass. And intention has been made, and spiritually we have sold ourselves in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have sold ourselves at the hands of Allah. We have committed to a transaction. We made an intention, after that we did dua and we sold ourselves to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Night time comes. So what do we do? The night now comes. Day is past, we come to our beds. Now we say, oh, I promise to Allah, now I go to my bed to lie down, and it's me and my Rabb Allah. There's no third person. Maybe with you there is, but just with me is me. There's the servant and Allah, the Rabb of the servant, no third person. So my Mawla, the day started, I made intention, I did dua to you, the day is past, I made an intention, now Allah, the day is past and it has ended, and I've come to you Allah, and I'm thinking that the promise that I made to you, the intention I made, what have I done to fulfill that intention? Now, alhamdulillah, if we are successful in the day, this is now muhasabah, we reflect on the day. If I've succeeded in implementing what I set out to do, then I say, Allah, your shukr. Allah, I'm grateful to you. When the servant is grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, then the next day will come even better. Even better. Hundreds and thousands of ni'mas come into the life of the mu'min because he has done shukr to Allah. Allah, so great. The promises that I made, I fulfilled them. I prayed salah with your father, Allah. And I saved my eyes from sin. And I saved my limbs from sin. I saved my tongue from sin. And I didn't implement the sins. Allah, I've become successful. Allah, I'm grateful to you. I made a dua to you that you give me your fadl. And you have given me a kamal of your fadl. That such a sinful person like me, this humble servant, so I don't show my bravery to Allah, what I've done, and I'm brave, and I committed, implemented this. And I say, Allah, I'm useless, I'm bone idle. You accepted my dua, accepted my intention, and my whole day passed beautifully. Subhanallah. Is this not easy? Of course it is. So we should be shakir and grateful. So if I've done something wrong in between, then don't fear. Don't shake. Now we speak to Allah, my Mawla, it's sad, I'm ashamed, I promised to you, but I made a mistake, I've done something wrong, I tried, but I deviated, committed the sins, I slipped. So now Allah, I'm in front of you, stood again in front of you, please send your mercy to me, forgive me today, and tomorrow when it comes, I'll speak to you again tomorrow, I'll make the intention Allah again tomorrow, and I'll try my best again tomorrow. So today, the actions I did that spoiled my day, I'll ask Allah for forgiveness at the end of the day, and the servant who asks Allah for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives the previous sins. Subhanallah, what a great transaction. So that day also becomes good, with the fadl of Allah. The pious elders have stated that that servant, that man or woman who does this action and makes this regular in his or her life, and they swear by Allah and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that individual, Allahu Akbar, great point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that individual gives a pure and successful life and includes that person amongst the pure and successful people. Subhanallah, great achievement, great achievement. So this is the formula we need to adopt. This is the promise of Allah's. And this is proven from the Qur'an. I don't have enough time right now, otherwise I could prove this from the verses of the Qur'an and the hadith. But those who mentioned these, this formula to us, they read the Qur'an, understood the Qur'an, were masters of the Qur'an. And that individual who start these actions, alhamdulillah, he will attain all three things. He will become habitual, punctual in salah. He will become a lover of dhikr. Not just a dhakir, but a lover of the dhikr of Allah. And he will have peace in life, just like a fish. It shakes when it's out of the water. He will shake because he will want to say the name of Allah. And his ruh will be thirsty for doing dhikr. And he'll have so much dislike for sin, just like a human being dislikes urine and stool and excrement. He will dislike and hate sins. So two titles will get in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala has promised. Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. He will be included amongst those individuals who are pak, pure, clean, close to me. And they'll be the muflihun, the successful people who I gave good news in the world, that I have included amongst the fortunate people. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq ability that we bring these amal into our lives. Ameen.